This is Campus Connection for Thursday, March 3rd. I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, let's start with early childhood education. Oklahoma is a leader there, and OSU is part and parcel of that. Talk to us about the steps taken by OSU to give young children a strong foundation.
Well, I think there's a lot of data, a lot of research that shows that early childhood education is critical to the long-term development of our children. And but we've got a lot of programs going, but this is an opportunity to kind of unite them. It's not really too different from what we did way back in the 30s with fire protection and disaster recovery. We brought in people from all over the country to get everybody's views and experience and then develop it. And of course, it's made Oklahoma State the leader really in the world in this whole area most. But in this case, we're kind of going down the same path. We are creating an institute for building early relationships in our OSU Human Development Family Science area. We'll have infant mental health stakeholders from all across Oklahoma, as well as many others involved in this this effort. Its purpose is to facilitate the positive social and emotional development of these kids. And as well as provide education to students and professionals. One interesting effort that's underway already is the Oklahoma Baby Study, which will follow 200 babies and their mothers over the first 3 years of life. They'll get a lot of good research out of that. Long term, OSU expects to see the Institute lead a greater academic readiness in kindergarten, which should ultimately result in improved high school graduation rates.
And Burns, money makes the world go round, of course, and OSU is celebrating its latest royalty payment.
Yeah, Oklahoma Genetics, Inc., under the chairmanship of Joe Shirley, presented us royalties from seed sales of wheat varieties which are developed here at OSU. Industry partners such as Oklahoma Genetics play a vital role in helping OSU get the results of its research in the hands of the producers. Wheat varieties developed in OSU now account for more than 40% of Oklahoma wheat acres, and they're also very prominent in Kansas and in Texas as well. These efforts are led here at OSU by Dr. Brett Carver and his interdisciplinary wheat improvement team. And this year's royalties were well over $600,000, which is amazing with the bad wheat crop that we had last year. A lot of acres were not in cultivation, and so they've really done something. I think over the long haul, it's been about $2 million. I always loved the names. For a long time, it was OK Bullet was the wheat variety. And earlier this year, OSU released Stardust. It's a hard white wheat variety. And Bentley, which is a hard red wheat variety. Which was introduced last year. But I kept lobbying for them to name a wheat variety after the first cowgirl, so we'll see what happens.
And finally, Burns, a Lifetime Achievement Award from Leadership Oklahoma has been awarded to a one Burns Hargis. And from all of us at KOSU, congratulations.
Well, it's a nice honor. These usually mean you're getting pretty old and they want to get it done before you're gone. But Leadership Oklahoma is one of the great organizations in our state. It's made up of people who really care about Oklahoma and want to make it better. And they do that by learning more and more about what goes on in the state. Ann was in class five. I never got in, but they certainly gave me a nice award. I really appreciate it. I was also proud to be honored with three others. Don Betts, the great president of the University of Central Oklahoma, received the Distinguished Graduate Award. Cotton Electric Cooperative down around Altus serves eight counties in the southwest Oklahoma. They got the Business Leadership Award. And, of course, the George Kaiser Family Foundation Statewide Community Award. Ken Levitt, who's the director of that organization, received that award. So it was a very nice evening, and then capped it off with a Thunder Warriors game, which is probably the most exciting basketball game in history, but unfortunately Thunder came up just a little short in the second overtime.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.